Luna, come on.
What you just watched was a common occurrence at Lauren's house, and it wasn't anything to do with faulty wiring. Her doorbell started ringing daily. She'd answered the door, only for the doorbell to start ringing a few seconds later. Also, the activity escalated to knocking, banging, and footsteps. Ever since I started Project Dark Knight, I've always said and stood by what I'm about to say next. If this happens to you and you feel it's not normal, you should never ever answer the door. You can always look out of the window or through the spy hole to check if anyone's there. By opening up the door, you're opening up and letting the spirits into your home and life. Most spirits can walk through walls, but there are laws and rules that they must abide by, just as we do. The door knocking or ringing is symbolic, and by you opening the door, it's a gesture to enter, so please be careful. And if you're not sure, you can always check through the window. Once you open that first initial door knocking, the activity will always amp up. And that's exactly what happened to Lauren. Watch.
Did you do that?
No.
Chilling here, being a kitty cat. Did you do that?
No.
Once the spirit had entered Lauren's home, things started to move. Small things at first. Then her dog started to feel and notice something was wrong. Dogs have a sixth sense of their own, and they can see things that us humans can't.
What? What is wrong with you? Luna. What is wrong? What? What? Turtle. What? What's wrong with you too? Are you good? Freak.
One day, Lauren was watching TV when some books fell off the shelf. By this time, she had installed a camera in her home because she didn't feel safe, and she lived by herself.
So I'm trying to be as calm as possible with all this stuff that is going on in my house. The books fell from that shelf. Thank you, Turtle. These are the books that fell, which is fine. Ignore my nails. I dyed someone's hair. This was one. The other. This one wouldn't be so bad if what was said on the TV as soon as the books fell. Right after. What the shit?
So four books fell off the shelf. The first one was a book about ghosts. The second was a storybook. But the third book, that was titled 90 Minutes. Now, that's not strange by itself, but if you listen to what was said on the TV after the books fell, that will make you wonder.